Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, May 18th, 2013. And guess what, everyone? It's that time for Paradigm Shifters with Steve Duncanson and Marilyn Ocasio.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Duncanson, and it's really my pleasure to be able to be here with you at this time. Also, like to welcome my co-host, Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. Marilyn, how are you?
Hi, Steve. Hi, everyone. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It's always a pleasure to, you know, it seems like the month goes so fast. And we really have very little time to interact between shows, but it is always good to know that, that you're going to be on the line and be able to add value to our listeners and to have another great opportunity to be able to do that. So thanks for being here, and thank you, all of you, for listening as well. Of course, we'd be remiss if we did not acknowledge the lady who brings all of us together, Aurelia Lyles. Aurelia, you on the line?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Aurelia, you there?
Hi, Aurelia.
Hey, well, I don't know if she can hear us, but we can hear her.
Okay. Thank you for that introduction. It's always my pleasure to be here, and thank you to all the listeners as well.
Great. So, you know, I just mentioned about how we really don't get a chance to interact as much between shows, during the month, during the course of the month. But be that as it may, you know, I think that one of the strengths and power of what we do is that what we share comes from a place of the realities of life, the things we deal with from day to day. And the preparation for that really comes in what we do in our private moments. It's the things that we listen to, learn, and study that help us grow. And so I was, matter of fact, just this morning I was doing a men's meeting, and we're talking about that term we always hear about keeping it real, right? And about not putting on an air, but really coming from a place of who you really are, not trying to put on some sort of facade. We talk about the fact in self-concept there is our self-image, which is going to be part of the self-concept, but then there's the projected image. The projected image is who we want people to think that we are. And the self-image is who and how we really see ourselves. And I think that's the self-image, that's the real foundation of what people get when they walk away. Because if you're projecting someone that you're not, like, sometimes you can really sense that, right? You're talking to someone, and you can tell they're putting on an air. They're using language that they don't normally use. They're postured in a way that's not normal, right?
Yeah.
So I think that when it comes to being able to lend the greatest level of value, it's got to come from who you are, not who you want people to think that you are. Does that make sense to you, Marilyn?
That makes so much sense, Steve. It's so funny that you say that, because I just attended a seminar, the Landmark Forum, a couple of weeks ago, and that's exactly what you're talking about. And there were 89 people there, and all 89 people had a breakthrough, because it's all about learning to be really authentic and being real. And there's so many people out there that are so worried about looking good, and they're not being true to others, and they're not being true to themselves. And somewhere along the way, since our childhood, we hear as children all the time, oh, don't do that or stop or no. And somewhere along the line, we lose who we really are, and then we pretend to be someone that we're not. And when you're authentic mm-hmm. and from that true place and your higher self and just be true to yourself and true to others, life is so much more beautiful when you come from a place of being authentic. And it's almost like you become so free. You feel so free, and it's something very empowering, very powerful for yourself and for others as well. So it's
there's no doubt that the only thing that you can actually be is yourself. You know, I remember, and I think I shared with our listeners once before, but I think it bears repeating. You know, be who you is and not who you ain't, because if you ain't who you is who you ain't, right? Be who you are and not who you aren't. And because if you aren't being your real self, you're being someone else, and you lose your power to really have an impact on other people when you're trying to put on some sort of facade. And so it's also like you can forget, you know, certain things if you're not being yourself. But when you're being you, it's all good. You know, it's all good. One of the things that we oftentimes deal with, you know, is this issue of depression that some people deal with. I don't know that everyone does, but sometimes we do. And the ironic thing, or the interesting thing, I should say, about depression is sometimes we're going through depression and we don't know that we're going through it. I remember several years ago when I just before I got divorced and, you know, separated, that I remember my uncle suggesting to my ex-wife that maybe he's depressed. And when she presented me with that idea, that concept, I said, "Ain't nothing wrong. I'm not depressed." And I didn't realize, when I look back on the things that were going on, the dynamics there, I could see that that was the case. But talking about keeping it real and being transparent, depression is something that impacts a lot of people today. And I think it's a good topic for discussion. What is depression? What are its symptoms? And what do we need to do to get past it? How do we get over it? How do we get through it? And so I think we want to be able to talk about that today. Marilyn?
Yes. Like I mentioned earlier, I think that we've lost our connection to our natural way of life, and we were intended to be whole and complete and vital and strong and healthy. And if it's not happening that way, it's for a reason. And what we hold on in our beliefs is a determining factor to our health. And our belief system is what controls our life. You know, people haven't been taught to use the magnificent power of the mind, and we don't realize all thoughts are the forces of attraction, and every thought creates form on some level, and that our physical experience is a reflection of our thoughts. And that's why the positive thinking is so powerful. And negative thinking could actually kill you. You know, we don't realize how powerful this is. And just the idea, right? Just the idea that our thinking could alter our health is just absurd to most people, because they can't relate to that, because we're not taught that. But we each possess this precious gift. It's a gift of self-healing. And I think that's where it begins. It begins with our thoughts, because I've actually met people that have made a shift, and it's incredible. And I asked them, and I wonder, like, how did they do it? And it all began with their thoughts and changing their way of thinking. It's perception. When you change the way you look at things in life, the things that you look at will change. And we're going to live out of either fear or love. So what do we choose? Are we going to choose fear, or are we going to choose love?
Interesting. It's really interesting. You should mention it in that context. You know, I think we have a caller on the line who may be able to give us a little insight into, from a practical standpoint, about this whole aspect of depression. You know, the understanding of what it is and what it felt like and how she got through it. So, caller, you on the line?
Yes, my name is Olivia.
Great. Olivia, pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to call in, Olivia.
Yeah. Well, I did battle with... Hello?
Yeah, yes, please. Sure.
Yeah,
share
okay.
with us if you would.
Yes, I did battle with depression. I was in the beginning of depression, and I would just cry for no reason. And I knew that I needed to go for help. So I was the one that checked myself into a therapist. And he was a good therapy. He was a great therapy. He helped me a lot. And I used to go once a week to New York. And I went to, I'm a Christian, and I took Bible classes. And I had a really good support system that helped me. It was my therapy and the Bible people, the Christian people. But it was hard because I did it without medication. I did it in a hard way. And it was just very tough, very tough. I was always surrounded by negative people, people that judged me, people that criticized me. I was never surrounded by good, positive people.
Olivia, if I just want to interject a second, because we certainly want our listeners to be able to learn from your experience, and we appreciate you your candor and your transparency and your willingness to share this. So we want to get the most of it we possibly can. So how did you know that you were depressed? What were the symptoms that you began to see?
I never felt good about myself. I never felt good. I felt low. I felt like I wasn't worth it. I felt like, what is my purpose of being here in this planet? Like, I didn't know. Like, you know, I just started feeling like crap. Like, I didn't feel good about myself. And
would you say there's any difference? Because, I mean, I would imagine that all of us at some point in time, don't feel good about ourselves. We don't feel happy. So would is there anything that would distinguish an actual clinical state of depression from someone who's just having a bad day? Is there anything that's the difference between the two?
The difference? I was depressed. I cried and cried a lot for no reason. For no reason. I cried. I didn't feel like it was just an everyday thing that I would cry for no reason. And my parents would always tell me, we're trying to help you. Like, what could we do? And, like, I did it in the hard way. I didn't do it with medication. And that's why
you would say that overall it was a continued, constant state of feeling unhappy, feeling sad, feeling hopeless. Would you say that that's what some of the symptoms would be?
Yes, that was a lot of the symptoms. I felt like a loser. I felt like I would always say, God, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I still alive? Like, what is my mission? What do you want me to do?
So those were your thoughts, right? Can you repeat that? I just want the listeners to hear what your thoughts were and what you were saying to yourself. Can you say that again?
I just always felt like I would ask God, what is my mission of this planet? What am I supposed to do here? What's my purpose? Like, give me signs what I need to do. Like, because, you know, I just didn't want to feel like that. I didn't want to feel depressed anymore. I wanted to feel good about myself, and I wanted to know the reasons why I'm here, you know. So it's like, it was hard. And I just did everything in the hard way. And I do consider myself a very strong woman and very confident because I overcame it without medication.
How did you make that shift?
How? By just taking Bible classes, and one day I was watching the Oprah, and Oprah brings a lot of, like, she talks about life lessons, and she brought this pastor called Rick Warner. He's very famous in California, and he's the one that was talking about life, and Oprah said it. Like, you know, when I was young, my mother used to tell me, you're going to be a maid, Oprah, and Oprah never believed that. She believed that there was something big out there for her. And she believed it, and she started cutting off. She says, I didn't listen to the negative people, and I didn't listen to people that confused me. I would always stay focused, and she made it big. And that's what Rick Warner says. You got to know how to train your mind. You got to believe in yourself. Once you believe in yourself, you're going to attract that, and you got to make things happen, and you just got to cut people off, like the negative people. Don't listen to the negative people. Don't let them confuse you. Don't let them interrupt you. Just stay focused what you really want in life. And I'm reading his book, and it's really good.
If I can just allow me to interject for a moment, because once again, I'm hoping for our listeners to be able to, because I want people to be able to identify with what the state of depression feels like, what the symptoms are. Certainly what you are sharing, Olivia, is powerful because it's the other side of it and what you've done beyond that. And that's I believe that's important. And I just want people to be able to, and I don't know if there are any experts on the topic that may be listening that might be able to share their insight that would help as well. Because invariably, at some point or another, everybody, in the world in which we live, everybody feels bad from time to time. But I think one of the things that you mentioned that I think is important that separates the difference is that you felt like that all the time. You would cry for no reason. It wasn't something that would come and pass. It was something that was pervasive in your life and your experience. You didn't see hope. It was just always black. And there certainly came a point where, whether it be through Oprah or Rick Warren, was the book you're reading, The Purpose Driven Life, would that be the
I'm
resource, or was it another?
It's What on Earth Am I Here For?
Also by Rick Warren.
I think it's the same. It's The Purpose Driven Life, and then it asks, What on Earth Am I Here For? So I think we're talking about the same. Yeah.
Okay, all right, great. So that's no doubt what assisted you through your path, and there are any number of paths you can go through. I also thought was significant was that there are times when people select medication, or because of how deep their depression is, in order to begin to get them moving in that direction, they need medication. And so we don't want to, and certainly Olivia, you're to be applauded that, and the great thing that your situation didn't necessitate that. We certainly don't want to discourage those who feel like they have to get some sort of professional medical help and need medication to do that, that we don't want to discourage them from doing it. But certainly there are other ways. And again, there are various dynamics that govern it. So what you were sharing certainly gives some great light from that. Marilyn, you started talking about, and Olivia, by virtue of what your experience was, that you began to change your thinking, you began to change your mind. And so you started changing the things that you were reading, the things that you were listening to, the people you allow to pour into your life, into your experience. And so you can continue on with that if you will. I just wanted to make sure we took this in sequence so that that our listeners could be able to differentiate between simply having a bad day, even a series of bad days, to being in a place where you were having a bad life, right? There was no hope. And that's what let you know that you were in depression.
Yeah, right? I knew I was depressed because I just let myself go. I didn't care about anything anymore. But just like once I started watching, like I do believe that God was giving me signs. I do believe that God was telling me, I'm going to help you and you're going to be all right. There's a reason why I left you on this planet. And I do believe that God was giving me signs. It was signs that I was meant to watch her show, and I started reading my Bible and going to therapy, and I started like little by little. I had to train my mind because my whole life people judged me, criticized me, said negative things, and I believed in all the negativities. I never believed in none of the positive. So it was hard to train your mind. You have to train your mind because your mind's a powerful thing, you know? So I started changing my mind and believing in myself and attracting positive people, and I had to cut all those negative people out of my life. And that's what I did. I cut them all out of my life, and mostly it was like my father's family, like his brothers and my cousins. I had to cut them all out of my life. And it's sad because they're family, but that's what I had to do. And I cut some of my friends off, too, who were negative. I don't need negative people in my life. You know, and that's why it was a lot of stuff that caused my depression. It was a lot. Yeah. I just felt like I wasn't I felt like a loser. But now I feel better because I read a lot of stuff. Like, to keep myself strong and confident and to believe in myself.
Well, you know, your experience is really, beneficial to us, to the things that you went through and how you recovered from it. We really appreciate you taking the time to call in with us today, Olivia. Thank you so very much for having done that. You know, the elements of depression is something that's real for a lot of people. It's something that you don't have to be ashamed of, which is really one of the messages we want to get out there today. You don't have to be ashamed of it. It's something that many people go through. You know you're depressed?
I'm not embarrassed to talk about my depression.
Which is great, yeah.
I talk about it to my closest friends. I tell them what I went through. And I'm not embarrassed. I'm very open about it. Like, a lot of people, they get really shocked that I'm open, and I go, you know what, but this is what I dealt in my life. And I'm not embarrassed
right.
that I went to therapy, because a lot of, because I'm Mexican, and a lot of Latino girls are very embarrassed to go to therapy. They find that, like, it's wrong, but I don't think that that's wrong. I think it's a good thing to go to therapy.
Sure. Yeah, you're 100% right, and it's certainly not a matter of us of being embarrassed. And obviously, it's clear to us that you weren't embarrassed because you were willing to make the call to come in here today, to come in on the line, and we appreciate that you did. We're simply letting everyone know that no one has to be embarrassed by it, that it is part of the human condition, something that anyone can go through. But there is hope, and there's ways to deal with it, whether you and finding a therapist, finding real people that can help you, that have been there, understand the dynamic itself, and are willing to do and assist you with you know, what's necessary to be able to get through that process. So, you know, thank you for that input. You know, the aspect of changing your mind, changing your thinking, which is what Paradigm Shift is all about, everyone. It really is about being able to allow some other things to come into your head that are the possibilities of how you might be able to recover from any given situation. We talked about the influences in life in the past. So with that, it's input, associations, and environment. Input, like Olivia was saying, what are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Those things are programming you. You have to change the thoughts that were in your mind, which means you can't just stop thinking things. You have to start thinking something new. This is important. You can't just stop thinking something else. You have to start thinking something new. And to start thinking something new begins with, what are you reading, listening to, watching? Those things are important. Again, we heard both Olivia and Marilyn mention about the Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, or Joyce Meyer with The Battlefield of the Mind. I mean, we can go on and on and on with the list of books that you can start reading, or messages you can start listening to, like Oprah, Dr. Phil, whatever the case might be. Something new has to be replaced in your mind. The universe hates a vacuum. If you stop doing something, you have to start doing something else. So input, what are you listening to? Associations. You heard Olivia say that she had to cut off family members. Wow. You know, I would imagine that can be a challenging thing to do. But the reality is, are people around you engines? Are they anchors? Are they helping move you forward or backwards? Sometimes we have to cut some people off from us. She said about getting the negative people out of her life. And that's, again, what you have necessary to do. I want to reiterate once again, however, if you start getting negative people out of your life, you have to start finding positive people. And actually, you know, Marilyn talks about the law of attraction, how you'll start attracting the positive people because that's what you start becoming. You attract what you are, right? The third, so there's associations. The third is environment, the places that you go that will support what your ultimate goal is. Olivia chose therapy at first, which is a great thing, finding someone that can help you being in that kind of environment. Marilyn talked about the landmark forum and going to places like that intentionally and specifically that will help guide you through the challenge that you're dealing with and being committed to do that. So, I again, those three elements that you guys heard us talk about before, but I think Olivia today brought it out in practical terms about input, associations, and environment, intentional regarding those that will help you move you through this aspect of depression. And, you know, I believe there's a whole lot more out there that we can gain from this. And so, once again, if there are any listeners on right now who may be either psychologists or psychiatrists or counselors that have direct experience or knowledge, technical knowledge, clinical knowledge, of depression, certainly love to be able to hear from you even today, or if not in the future, about this topic, because it's something that impacts many of us along the line. So, Marilyn, are there any thoughts in particular that come to your mind?
Yes, I have quite a few thoughts. First, I want to thank Olivia for being authentic. That's the first thing that you mentioned when we first started airing, just talking about how being real is so important. And Olivia did that. She's being real. She's being authentic. I mean, she said she's not embarrassed to talk about this. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because of her authenticity, she's going to be able to help others that are having the same problem. If we stay quiet and silent about what we're going through, and I mean, it wouldn't be fair, because she has something that helped her. She has a tool that she used that's so powerful. That's our mind. And she used that. And she's an example to others on how powerful it is when we change our thoughts, our feelings change. She had a belief system that was not true about herself. Sometimes we grow up believing stories from our past, and we bring that into our present, and it's going to affect our future. So if we let go of those stories from our past, that was yesterday, that is gone. And from this day forward, anything is possible. We can create anything. As long as we have our thoughts, those thoughts are going to change our feelings, our vibration, and that's what we're going to attract into our life. And another thing
Marilyn, hold for a second. You mentioned about these stories or these past beliefs, limited beliefs we have. What are some of the stories that we tell ourselves that we're talking about?
One thing that she said to herself, and I heard her say it a couple of times, what she was saying to herself when she was in that state of depression is, I'm a loser. She was feeling like a loser. She was feeling like a loser because she was believing and thinking she was a loser because of things she heard in her past. She was being judged. She was being criticized. So she grew up thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm a loser. And those thoughts led her to feel the way she was feeling about herself. So she did one thing that is magical, and it will work no matter what the problem is that you're going through, and it's to learn to love yourself. Really
change your story.
Right. Learn to love yourself and change your story.
Change your story. Okay. Great. What was next? Next step.
Okay. So learn to love yourself, change your story. Change your thoughts, and like you said, it's not only eliminating those thoughts, but replacing them with positive thoughts. Surround yourself with people that are going to believe in you. Sometimes it takes more to know that someone is believing in you than actually you believing in yourself. When you know there's a person that's believing in you, that is so powerful. So if you surround yourself with people that believe in you, that's going to make a big difference. And on a conscious level, right, the vibration is referred to as a feeling, right? So as she changed her images and she changed her vibration and how she felt. So, we have this ability to alter the vibratory rate of this energy. That's our body. And we have this awesome power that's locked up inside of our mind. That's the greatest power in all of creation. And
Marilyn, let me stop you, Marilyn. Marilyn, I'm a listener. I want to know this. Okay, she's talking, and they may agree with how that we have to change my vibration. Great. I'm a layman. I don't know. Tell me, how do I change my vibration? How do I do that?
Simple. You change your thoughts, like what you said. You have these negative thoughts, and you're saying to yourself how all these negative things about yourself, right? So how are you going to feel how you're talking to yourself in a negative way? You're going to feel negative. You're not going to feel good about yourself. But when you change your thoughts, what you think is going to cause you to feel how you feel. So when you change those thoughts and change those stories, you change your feeling, and the feeling is a vibration, and that's going to raise.
That's key right there, if you would, because again, for all of the listeners, you and I are using terms that we understand that are common to us, but we want to make sure that our listeners understand specifically what we're talking about. So when you say you're talking about changing your vibration, you're talking about changing your feeling. You identify your feeling of the vibration by the feeling that you've got, right?
Right. The vibration, that's
okay.
That is, the feeling.
Okay. All right, good. Good. You can continue from there. We'll make sure they're clear on that.
What's that?
I said, you can continue from there. We just changed the
vibration. Oh, yes.
So change the story, which changes the vibration. Go ahead.
Okay. And check in on what your belief zone is. What are you believing about yourself? And change your belief system. And when you do that and you can change that, you will change the whole world around you. You will change what's going on around you, because what's going on around you and outside of you is just a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And sometimes our reality is not what we want, and our perception is based on our belief system. So just change your belief system, your point of view, and how you look at things, and then the things around you will change, and your experience will be magical and powerful and miraculous. That's the way it is.
Great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, I mean, I think what we can take away from today is the aspect of depression being common to everyone, not being ashamed of it, that we can get through it by changing our beliefs, which is a story that we are telling ourselves, which will then impact the feeling that we have, the vibration in which we operate, and then that will begin to change the environment, the things that are attracted to us. The thing is to recognize is that we are, and you can make a decision, and that you can take control of whatever it is that's going on around you. Do what's the next thing that you can do, and that is to change your thoughts about yourself, change your story. The input, association, and environment, those are things, again, actionable things that we can do to begin to impact whatever our present reality or existence is. If that present reality is one of depression, know that there is hope, that there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's something on the other side that can be realized if we are willing to be open about it, understand what we're dealing with, be open about it, and be willing to get the assistance necessary. As evidenced through Olivia, it doesn't necessarily have to be medication. It can be a process of finding someone who's a professional in the field who can guide you through. If the issue is unable to afford that, there are resources as far as books, television programs, whether that be Oprah, Dr. Phil, whatever the case might be. Listen to what they're saying. Allow those things to become the new thoughts that supplant the old thoughts that you have. You change your story, you change your feeling, you change your reality. Well, we're at the end of another one of our hours, a half an hour of Paradigm Shift, as we hope that those of you who have listened in have gotten something from it. And if you would, through the course of the month, please either email us, call in, whatever, and let us know your thoughts about today's show. If there's something that you'd like us to cover on it that we haven't yet, we're going to see what we can do about getting a professional on the air. Again, a psychologist, psychiatrist, that can give us a little bit more insight into the other dynamics of depression so that we can have healthy, happy lives that we really like to have. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for being on with us again today. Olivia, thank you for calling in. Yeah, and our listeners, thank you for listening in. We look forward to being with you once again next month on another edition of Paradigm Shifters. God bless. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. That was Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success with the amazing Steve Duckinson and Marilyn Ocasio. And they will be back with us again next month on June the 15th. So please join us at that time. And we'll have more dialogue and conversation for you at that time. Please join us again on Monday when we will have Dice. And Dice is, she's one of the characters in the reality TV show, Lala's Full Court Life. And you will really enjoy what she has to say. She has a wonderful message she wants to share with us all. And also on Wednesday, we will have the amazing, amazing, wonderful Karen White. Many of you know her from her song, Superwoman. So please join us at that time. And once again, to all of our listeners, we appreciate your continued support and be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live. Thank you.